This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for heart takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 124 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your host, Liam McDade, drinking a celebratory tequila across the virtual table from my man, Connor Strayer, drinking a celebratory whiskey. What's going on, homeboy?
Yeah, happy to be back after the first game this season. Happy to be, I mean, I guess we could call it like a celebratory banner raising drink.
Yep, I would say so. Although you had that, we were talking before we started the episode about how you went to the event and I was unable to attend.
Yeah, but it's good to go into that first game. We'll talk about the whole game later, but it was good to see an ass kicking. But yeah, it's good to be back for the full season, I guess. I guess last time we talked, it was preseason still.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was a Nuggets game when Russell Westbrook went crazy.
So yeah, I forgot he was on the Nuggets again. Wow, they reminded me. So yeah, it's good to be back talking Celtics probably more consistently too.
Fuck yeah. Than
just once every few weeks, or we took the summer off too. So it's good to be back watching basketball. I've already bet so many bets.
I was about to say, are you fucking fully back in the saddle?
Yeah, I didn't do big bets, but.
Bunch of like 5 and 10s.
It was like a $210 parlays. I won one, didn't win the other, but I'll send you them after. They were easy. Oh, we could talk about them a little bit. They were like easy parlays.
Yeah. This all on the Celtics game yesterday?
Yeah, it was just on Celtics players too. No Knicks players.
I'm actually surprised you didn't bet on any Knicks players, being the Knicks homer that you are, but you know, at least you were smart in this circumstance.
Nah, it was all, I didn't even bet on Tatum or Brown. I bet on Sam Hauser.
You bet on Sam Hauser. I love it.
Over 1.5 threes. Who would I have?
Oh, that was a lock.
Yeah, I had Drew Holiday like over his assist total.
Money.
I don't think he. And then like Derek White over 3.5 rebounds or something. It was like the weirdest bet line that I picked.
Really?
But one of them hit. I forget.
Yeah, the Derek White didn't hit.
What was it?
Derek White only had 3 boards.
Maybe that I had 3.5. So I had the other one hit. Then I had him and another one that he hit his whatever. I think it was like assist or
yeah,
or it was points. I had him over 10 points.
Well, he absolutely smoked that one.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a good game.
It was. It was an unbelievable fucking game. I honestly can't think of a better season opener in my entire existence of watching basketball. Like just such a dick kicking to start the season.
Yeah, I mean, we thought like going into it, I didn't really watch a lot of like, I don't have cable or anything, so I don't tune into ESPN or
probably for the best.
The only like talk about NBA is like I hear, and it hasn't been a lot because like everyone's in Patriots mode, like,
yeah, big time.
So basketball football hasn't really season been brought up, like, and besides the Olympics when Tatum didn't play, and I guess they're not regretting they didn't play him. Obviously, they won a gold medal, but yeah. It was cool to see. It was interesting to watch basketball again for the first time.
Yeah. And especially if you're not like following religiously, like, did you know Karl Anthony Towns is on the fucking Knicks now? They got rid of your boy Dante. Dante's on the, yeah. I mean, to me, those are underwhelming. I think Karl Anthony Towns sucks, but
I disagree, but
I think he's terrible. I know you're a fan of him for some whatever reason. I can't imagine why. I think he's god fucking awful at basketball. But let's get into the details of this game here. I'm gonna rattle off just how much of a dick kicking this was. So obviously we won 132-109.
Yeah,
absolutely fucking smoked this team. The final score doesn't even say how much of a dick kicking it really was because we slipped off at the end, but the Celtics put up more shots, forced more turnovers, out-rebounded the Knicks, who were the best rebounding team in the league last year, had more second chance points, beat them in basically every category that matters. The Celtics had 33 assists, 95 shots. 61 of those 95 shots were threes. 44, obviously, with the math, would be twos. The Celtics shot 29 of 61, which is 47.5% from three. Even with the 13 straight misses at the end, the Knicks in total shot 11 of 30. So the Celtics made one less than the Knicks shot the entire game, 3-point wise. A complete domination in every facet of the game. And I, who religiously hates New York and anyone who associates themselves with that disgusting Empire State, I was loving every bit of it.
Yeah, and I loved every bit of it too. I mean, watching it, I was like almost like I laughed at times. I was like, when they kept hitting threes, I was like, oh wow, it was cool to see. It was almost like Golden State Warriors-esque of like when
Right?
they
Where
went
everyone could shoot. You're
where
like,
everyone could
holy shit.
shoot, and to see the New York Knicks, and I guess we'll probably talk about this more as we go on. I think they do have a good team on paper, great team. I think they will
Definitely
finish toward I think they'll finish towards the top of the Eastern
not.
Conference, not in our whatever division, but
Yeah.
they'll probably be up there in the top three or four.
They're definitely not going to be the one seed after last
Definitely
night.
won't. Well, we don't know. So like
Yeah.
what I'll say about that is like you talked about their 3-point shooting. Bridges, he was the best. I think he had the best 3-point shooting percentage in the league last year.
Yeah.
And he had a god awful game to start. And I think they were
Yeah. I
talking
think
about
he
it on
was 0 of
TV.
5 or 0 of 8, something
Yeah,
like
they were
that.
the announcer was talking about it on TV too during the game, the broadcast. Like even I guess in the preseason, he even had like awful. He was not playing good.
Yeah.
So him be having an off night, I think this team's very new together. They just made it, they've changed up their whole roster pretty much besides Brunson and who else?
Brunson, and I think that's about it. I can't. They still have Mitchell Robinson for some reason, but oh,
Yeah.
OG Anunoby, who they've had. They had
Toppin
Josh Hart
was
for
Toppin
like
on there
2 years.
last year. Yeah.
No, Toppin was
Robinson
on
they don't
the
have. They don't he
Toppin
didn't
was
play
on the
last night.
Pacers. I didn't even know Toppin went back. Oh no,
Yeah,
this is
so
Jacob Toppin. Never mind, he was on there for some
yeah.
reason. I thought it was OB.
McBride's supposed to be good. So
Yeah, he was
this is
good.
yeah, and he had a good game last night too, all things considered. 8 for 10 and 3-4 for 5 from three. So like they have the pieces there. I think like I said, I think they'll be fine. But this was like a dominant showing. This was like, hey, and all of the other people were saying it, like every, not that I watched a lot of talk, but pregame, a lot of people were saying like the Knicks are going to be a good team. They're supposed to be, contending for that top of the Eastern Conference.
Everyone hypes them up and they're terrible and they've
They're,
always been
yeah,
terrible.
that they'll be
It's like the
fine.
Lakers. People say the same thing about the Lakers. Ooh, how far do you think the Lakers are going to go in the playoffs? They didn't do shit last year in the
Yeah,
playoffs.
well, I think the Knicks are honestly better. Oof, that might be tough to say.
Right? I don't know
Yeah,
who's better.
I think the Eastern Conference is pretty weak in my opinion, and I
Yeah, I
think we'll give
agree.
our
They're, I would
final
say
standings
top
later.
heavy. Yeah.
It's very top heavy. I think there's like two to three teams that like have a chance.
Yeah.
In the West, I think there's like five or six teams that have a chance to get to the finals. Not win the finals, but get to the finals.
Yeah.
So we'll see on that end. And like you said, that the amount of threes we made, what you said we shot
29,
29 for
29.
61, tied
Yeah.
the record of
Yep.
most threes in a game with the Knicks in 2021. So,
No, the
I mean, not
Bucks,
the Knicks, the
wasn't it?
Bucks. Sorry, the Bucks. Yeah,
Yeah.
you're right. The Bucks. I don't know. Did the Bucks win in 2021?
No, it was the Bucks from
Yikes.
2020. They won in 21. The Lakers
Yeah.
won in 20.
So, I don't know. What's your opinion? Because I'm going to say, you know what I'm going to say. And we
Yeah.
texted about it last night. I'm going to say I pumped the brakes a little bit.
Certainly. I don't expect this performance. Obviously, every night it's preposterous to shoot 50% from three for the entire team. Just seems absolutely ludicrous. To do that for an entire season would be record breaking. But
I
do
mean, yeah.
you, yeah, it by far, like it's just ludicrous to even think about. But I do think after last night that they can break the record at a different point this season.
Like most threes in a game
Yeah.
made.
Yeah.
They certainly have the chance. I don't know how like the Warriors never broke this if they were like the best
Right?
three-point shooting team of
29
all
doesn't
time.
seem like a lot. I thought the Rockets had more than
That's a
29
lot.
too.
I mean, that's a lot of threes if you think about it. They
Definitely.
took 61 threes. Like that's
Yeah, that's a crazy
insane.
amount.
And they're not gonna
Yeah.
win game. They're not you're not
They
gonna
had
win all season
44
if you're shooting.
twos.
And I was listening to the radio and not too much time I had driving today, but I tuned in. I just wanted to see what the guys were saying on the radio. And I mean, they're old. They're not old, but they're
Yeah,
more
sounds to me like
older
you are a radio
generation.
listener.
They're more older generation. So
Yeah.
there are a lot of people calling in saying like, oh, like the threes won't last. And they said the same thing last year.
Yeah.
I think they can definitely shoot the threes, and it worked out. It's just up to the rest of the league if how they want to defend this. Because like, once Porzingis comes back too, yeah, you can defend the 3-point line all you want. They know we don't really have a true big man. Kornet looked decent
Fine,
last night,
serviceable.
serviceable last night. Who else do we have? Like that's big. Like Tillman.
Th
Tillman didn't
yeah,
look
Tillman.
bad.
No, by no means. I actually
I
thought he looked
mean,
pretty all right. 7 boards for Tillman was pretty good.
yeah, but this was garbage. Like
Yeah, it
this,
was. He
you
had like five
can't.
of them at
So
garbage
our
time.
bench, I mean, the bench guy was most in, well, actually Pritchard went 1 for 9 from three.
Yeah,
So we didn't
Pritchard
have the
was
best
great.
shooting night. And a lot of those shots were wide open at the
Yeah.
end. I'm surprised we didn't break that record because that was just laughable. Like,
Dude. Right? So that was going to be the next thing I want to talk about. Like, for the last, what was it, 8, 9 minutes?
yeah, we
Something
didn't
like
play
that?
anybody.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have 35 threes, like 40 threes. I
I
was
thought we would have
like,
smashed it.
yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to be a dick kicking. And then once everyone realized, it just all fell apart. And I watched religiously at the end, just screaming at the TV, like, just hit a fucking three. Like, no one can get like a lucky bounce, nothing. It was brick, 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 brick. I'm like, hit a fucking three. Just one.
Do you think they knew?
Yeah, everyone knew. I mean, the
How
garden
do
was
you, how would
chanting.
they know?
The garden was chanting one more three.
Yeah, but like, see, I'm interested to see if they actually knew what that meant. Like,
Yeah.
they know, like, they hear one more three, but they know
Yeah.
that's like the
That
record.
they
Like,
have to know. And I'm sure somebody told him, did you see the quote from Jaylen Brown at the end of the game?
what was it? Or he's like, we should have made one more or something.
Yeah, he said, when we were playing free, we were hitting everything. As soon as we realized it was a record, we started hunting those shots and we couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Paraphrasing a little bit, but that was the
Yeah,
grand
okay.
scheme of what he said. So they
And they
did
took him
know.
out, though. They took him
Yeah,
out. They
of
took every
course.
one out. I
And they
thought they should have.
should.
I kind of wanted to see them just put the starters back in and be like, yo, get this record. Because
Definitely.
and put a, I mean, everyone's capitalizing, like saying, oh, Knicks, 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 and
Trust me,
just
I
put
hate
it.
the Knicks. I would love to see them put the boot on the neck and just
Yeah.
absolutely smoke them. But the basketball gods are terribly unforgiving. You leave Derrick Rose in a game that's a blowout in the playoffs, and he tears his ACL. All the bad stuff happens. DeMarcus
Yeah.
Cousins was in a game when he shouldn't have been, and he tore his Achilles. The basketball gods are cruel and unforgiving, and if you show unsportsmanlike conduct, the basketball gods will smite down upon thee. And I, as much as I would have loved them to keep the starters in, hit 40 fucking threes and absolutely embarrass the Knicks and that shitty fucking franchise, I knew like it wasn't going to be the move.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, it was already over.
Yeah. And
Because
then
one of
I
your
almost
top guys
thought
goes
they
down.
could come back kind of toward the end there when we kept bricking shots. I was like, are they kind of coming back a little bit?
There's not one because they took out all their guys too. They started the Tyler Kolek, he's from Rhode Island actually. He was even getting
Really?
minutes. Yeah, he was actually played it for Marquette. He's a second round pick
Oh,
this
yeah.
year.
I did see him check in toward the end there.
He actually says he got drafted by Portland, but he's on the Knicks, so maybe
Yeah,
they
so he
did like
probably
a
got traded on draft day, or maybe they cut him.
maybe they cut him. Yeah, but he even
Yeah.
got minutes. Like a guy like
He had
that,
a
he's
three.
six. Yeah, he actually hit a three, and it was cool to see because the crowd, I heard him come when he came in. I heard a guy from the crowd, you could hear it was like, let's go, Tyler. Like it was cool to see
No
like a
shit, that is
hometown,
dope.
quote unquote, not Boston, but you know,
Yeah.
New England guy, New England kid, he's only 23,
Yeah.
a shot, make his first point. It was his first
Yeah.
shot and his first point in
It's like
Boston.
Duncan
So
Robinson.
yeah, it was cool to see that. I mean, they had guys out there that I've never even heard of out there.
Yeah, no, they're rolling out there with squids. This dude's name Ariel. I can't even pronounce his last
Yeah, I
name.
was actually gonna say I was gonna call him Hufflepuff, but
Okporty,
Okporie. Yeah, like who's
Dadid,
this guy? He's
Akomi, Dadid.
second round draft pick this year too. So they had their draft picks in there.
Yeah,
It was
that.
overall just complete dominance, and it was cool to see. Will we see it all season? I think we'll see flashes of it, but
Do you
who
think
knows?
they can break the record at some point this season?
Of most threes in a game?
Do you think they will? I know they
No,
can. They proved that they can.
I
You
think
do.
that's the closest
Yeah.
they'll come. Unfortunately,
Yeah. I can see it.
it's a
Sports are weird
record
like
for a
that.
reason. Yeah, and
Yeah.
it's like if the And I still think the Warrior, like Steph Curry, is still the best 3-point shooter ever. Tatum's not Curry, unless I mean,
He
you know,
looked like it last night.
things change. So it's like, and I hate, because I'm not like, I don't talk highly of Tatum. I mean, I respect him. He won. He got the job done.
Fucking
I
right.
don't. Is he fucking Steph Curry? No, he's
No,
not.
by no means.
And no one on that team is as good as a shooter as Steph Curry, or Klay
No.
Thompson, rather, in his
No,
prime.
certainly not.
So if they couldn't do it, I don't think they're gonna do it. I think that's the closest they're ever gonna get, and I think everyone's gonna be hyped about it. Like, after people get so much hyped after like the first game of the season,
Yes.
and I bet they go play in Washington the next game. I bet it's
Yeah.
close. I bet you it's gonna be a close
Really? You
game.
think, are you taking Washington's spread?
I don't know what it would be. It'd probably
It's
be
going to be like
fucking,
plus
it's
nine.
13 and a half points.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm just looking at it right now. ESPN bet,
Are
it
you
shows on
taking that
ESPN.
spread? That's a
I would,
crazy spread.
yeah, I'll take 13 and a half. Not saying the
Yeah.
Celtics will lose that
Yeah.
game,
No, by no
because they
means.
won't, but
Yeah.
a 13 and a half point spread against a
It's a
team that's
lot.
known to not show up against its lesser opponents
You're
last
absolutely
year,
right.
was last year, was prior years. 2024 is different, but is known to like take pedal off the metal. And I think they even said it, like, I listened to some summer interviews. Even Brown was like, yeah, against teams like Washington and Detroit, like whatever teams like
Always
lesser,
against Detroit. It's the weirdest thing.
they said they're gonna have like Pritchard be the guy, or like whoever be the guy. So like, they're gonna play these games, I think,
Yeah.
not trying to keep it close, but they need to be put in circumstances where, hey, like, because you do need to have that experience where you're not up by a lot of points and like need to like get back into
Yeah.
the flow of things.
Play
You
an actual fucking game. Like have
yeah
Quinta, Walsh, Cornette, Tillman, Hauser,
and
Pritchard,
then throw
all
Tatum
out
and then
there.
throw Tatum in the mix or something, or
Yeah.
Brown with like a
Yeah, that's
bunch
a
of
good point.
scrubs.
Yeah, take one of them out. Yes, absolutely. Have the stud run the second team and see how that goes.
Yeah, keep Brown in with one, or Tatum in with the other squad, and just run that game, because you can do that against
Yeah.
the Wizards. You know you
Yes.
can. I
Have
don't even
Drew
know who the
Holiday as the
Wizards have
point
this
guard,
year.
and then all the rest as bench players. Drew can play good defense, let everyone else score.
Yeah, I don't even know who the Wizards have this
That
year on
is
the
a
team. I'm
great point,
assuming they're
actually.
pretty bad. Like,
Yeah, they're
okay.
completely shit.
Yeah, I'm looking at their team right now. Oh God, yeah, I don't see
Right.
one name that I know on that
Yeah,
team.
besides Kyle Kuzma.
Jordan Poole. Oh
Yeah,
yeah, so
Jordan
they're the same.
Poole.
They didn't make it. Oh, they have Tristan. Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh wow, they're bad, bad.
Yeah, hold
Oh,
on. I actually don't even know.
they might win this game by. I mean, if they beat the Knicks by
Yeah.
100, and but you know, everyone and their mother's gonna, grandma's gonna be on Celtics minus 13 and a half.
Oh,
I'll take
100%. It's
Wizards minus
definitely a
13 and a
trap.
half.
Don't get me wrong, it's absolutely
What
a
am I gonna put
trap.
a lot of money on it? No, I'll put $5 on it just to prove that like I'm right. And if
Yeah,
I'm
so
wrong,
they
I only
have,
lose $5.
yeah, it seems like a layup. Oh, they did get Jonas Valanciunas. He's pretty all right.
Yeah.
So they got Alex Sarr, who's a top pick, Kyle Kuzma. I have no idea. Koulibaly. I have no idea who that is. Malcolm Brogdon's already out. Great. Did you see that? Actually kind of reminds me. Over the offseason, actually, I think it was Media Day, they interviewed Malcolm Brogdon, and he was like, "It's always been my dream to play for the Washington Wizards. Like, I always wanted to wear this jersey." And I watched him, and I was like,
Sick
"Doc,
jersey.
I was like, you are so full of shit. Like, no, you did not want to play for the fucking Wizards."
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's his. I mean, what he must be, he's the veteran of that team, right? I don't think there's anyone over
Yeah.
30 on that
I would
team.
say so by
I
far.
mean,
I wonder where he's from. Maybe he's from the DMV. No, he's from Atlanta, so I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
you got Anthony Gill. I don't even know who that is. 32. Rashawn Holmes. Like, who are these
Yeah,
guys?
Rashawn Holmes is actually kind of a beast, but he's not that good.
I
I
mean,
just
is he?
like him.
I've never heard of his name in my
Yeah,
life. Is
I
he like
like
a
him.
consistent bench guy? Like, what is
Yeah,
he?
he's been a bench center for a while. He used to be on the Kings and the Sixers. I always thought a scrappy, hardworking guy.
I mean, career 8.6 points career. I mean,
Yeah.
that's for a guy
He
I've
does a
never heard
fine
of. Like,
job.
that's not bad.
Yeah, he does a fine job.
Okay. I mean, and then you got like,
But certainly they're not impressive by any means.
oh, they got
And
Jonas Valanciunas. Yeah. Okay.
yeah, and he's
That's a
sick.
respectful. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, they
He
should kill him. With it, big man, we'll see. Like I said,
Yeah.
I'll wager
Yeah. I
Wizards.
think the 13 spread, I do think that's a trap. I can see them winning by like seven.
Yeah, keeping it close in the end, and then like maybe blowing them out a little bit, then putting like
Then it
Pritchard and
comes
Brogdon.
back, yeah, when they put the bench guys in, then it's a free throw game at the end. Maybe it's a 4-point game, free throws make it a 7-point game.
Yeah, because they kind of did that last. Well, they were up a lot, so they could afford it, but they threw that bench in pretty early. They were throwing Pritchard in there early. Tillman was in there early. Walsh even got in the game. Like you had the bench in there. I think everyone got up play. Did everyone get in last night? I think for
Basically
the most
everyone
part.
except for the rookie, Baylor Shireman.
Drew Peterson was her. I don't even know who that guy is, but
Yeah, I was kind of hoping I'd see Baylor out there. I don't know. I don't think he was hurt, so it
Shireman?
must have been it must have been a DNP.
Yeah, I don't even think he was suited up. I don't
No
think he was like
shit.
on. I didn't even see that guy like on like the floor, the court.
Yeah, it's hard to
Actually,
miss.
you're right. Never mind. I did see him. He wasn't suited up, but.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I guess that makes sense. But yeah, your boy Tatum, he kind of balled out, huh? Friggin'
He fixed that hitch in his shot.
he did. The stats are immaculate.
I'll give him that. And it's probably going to be the best. I wouldn't say the most points he's going to have in a game this season, but that's
Definitely
100%
not.
going to be
He had
the best, probably
37. That's not even
shooting
close.
percentage he's ever going to have in this
Yeah.
season.
He shot 75%. That's fucking nuts.
If he beats that, like if he beats that someday, then good for him. But like that's
Yeah.
unheard of. Like that might be one of the best shooting nights of all time. 8 for 11 for
He, funny you say that, actually. He is the only player in NBA history to score 30 plus points with 10 assists, shooting over 75%. Obscure stat, but
Okay,
still
so I
cool.
mean that, yeah. So we had
But
like
you're
that might,
right.
like that's arguably one of the best games he could have played of his life right there. Could he have gotten more like rebounds? Sure, he had 4 rebounds, but like those stats are skewed because they blew him out and he didn't play the whole second, like the whole last quarter. So he probably could have shot better if, or maybe it would have been worse for him to go out there and put up more shots. But
The percentages were unbelievable from everyone, though. Brown, 56% from three. Tatum was 73% from three. Horford, 60%. White, 60%. Holiday, 67% from three.
Even
All
Holiday
from
was
the
balling.
field. He's the perfect player. I adore
Yeah,
Drew Holiday.
out of the starters, like everyone made the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The most that was missed was 4 by White, and he chucked up a couple towards the end when they were coming out. Everyone else only missed like 2 or 3
And even
three
still, he
pointers.
finished with 62% from the field and
Yeah, went
60% from
six
threes.
six for 10. Yeah, so it's.
Yeah.
He shot the second most too, but I mean he was wide open. These guys were they were a lot of them
They
were
were
wide open
all
threes.
wide open. And I'm like, oh my God, like how? And it's just, it's players looking for their best shot. They kept running the same high pick and roll with Cornette. He'd come out and Tatum would dribble it out and let Cornette take out the defender, and Tatum would just be wide open. He's like, yeah, I'm taking this. But like they all kind of ran the same plays. They all do the same thing. Every player can run the same play. Everyone's versatile and mobile. We hardly have a center.
Yeah, I mean Horford started this game. I don't see him being our starter most of the year.
No,
I think
God,
they did
no.
that
I
for
hope
Banner
not
Night.
for
I think
his
that was a
fucking
move.
sake.
He played
Yeah.
26 minutes, which is
It's
really
a
a
lot of
lot
minutes
for
for a really old dude.
him. He looks good. I mean, he looked fine. He made even 3 threes, 3 for 5 from three. He had 11 points and 5 assists. Like that's amazing. Everyone was plus in the plus minus there.
Everyone, yeah, they were. I didn't even notice
So
that. That is crazy. The
everyone
starting
on the
five
team,
was
well,
nuts.
Tillman and Walsh weren't, but
Yeah,
we
no.
don't count that. But
Nor was Quinta, but
yeah, it was insane.
yeah.
That'll be the best game Tatum, I think, has all season. And I don't think that's even crazy to say.
I just think you're a hater.
No, well, dude, you gotta think about it. There's no way. I mean, he might have one better game than that, stat wise. Points, I think he could put up. He has potential to put up 60 points in a game.
Yes,
I mean, he's that.
100%. I
If they're
agree
shooting
it
like
won't be
that,
as season high in points.
yeah.
78% from the field is fucking absurd.
I mean, because if he does do more nights like that, like fairly, like maybe he'll maybe have one or two like that. But like the course of the season, that'd be go down as one of the best seasons of all time, which he could do. I'm not
We've
saying he
always
can't
said
do
he
it.
has it in him, but he
He has a
just,
talent. He definitely has a talent. I've been watching the kid since he's been in high school. Has the
Of
talent.
course. Yeah.
But
Hey, Duke guy.
Duke
It's
guy, I've
incredible
been.
that you're so critical of a Duke guy.
You got to be critical of your own.
I
The guy
love
doesn't even know
it.
who I am.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's funny because I went to his high school when my girlfriend's from St. Louis. So
Oh,
she went
no
to like a
shit.
private all girls high school. It's like a thing. Like everyone goes to private high schools out
Lesbian
there.
kind of thing?
No.
No, 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 no,
Everyone goes to a private high school kind of thing out there. So He went to Chaminade, which is an all guys school, I'm pretty sure. So we drove past Chaminade just to see it. It was cool. I
No
mean, it's nothing
shit.
special, but it was cool to see like where he played ball, and like I think we actually went to like a spot where he like grew up, like in his neighborhood.
Damn, is
But
St. Louis dope?
it's all right. It's got nothing on Boston, I'll say that, or
No,
like
certainly not.
it's not an East Coast city, it's just a different style. But
Yeah.
Tatum was raised right,
Well,
it seems like. I
dangerous.
mean,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, it could be dangerous anywhere, but yeah, Tatum,
True,
we'll
you're
see.
right.
We'll see if he has a best another
Yeah.
game better than that. I mean, could he? Yeah, sure. But will he?
Could he? Will he shoot better than 78%?
This,
You're right.
yeah.
That's a fucking tough sell. Like, that is a crazy game. And every role is so fucking good.
And I think if you're the Knicks, not that I want to give Knicks encouragement, you got to be like, hey, they just shot one of the best games like
But they
ever.
shot one of the best games because you suck at defense, because the
Yeah.
whole team blows, and they have that
They don't have any chemistry.
annoying,
There's no
that
chemistry on that team.
7 foot bitch, Karl Anthony Towns out there trying to lumber his way to points. He's terrible. 12-7 from the best shooting big man in history is pathetic. He sucks, dog. He's so bad.
Yeah, no, I think once they get more consistency and as a group play together, I think they'll be fine.
Certainly, it's the first game. Not everyone's like the Celtics where they fucking gel and hit a million threes and
Well, we
absolutely
also had
embarrass the
last year a
competition.
championship
You're
team.
right.
No
You're right.
changes. That's why I
Yeah.
think this team has a chance. I mean, there were no changes whatsoever. There was no additions, I don't even think whatsoever. I mean, they drafted guys, yes. Did they bring anyone over? Yeah, they
Yeah,
did.
they drafted the
Yeah.
Bayless Schireman guy who didn't play. Everyone who played yesterday was on the team last year.
Yeah, so there we go. It's like
Yeah. You're right.
there was no one to be like, oh, get used to playing together, because this team won a championship together. They played the most games besides the Mavericks together. And then a lot of these guys played in the Olympics together. Three of them on the starting five played in the Olympics together, and so it's like they were practicing probably all summer. They
They
were with
were,
each other. They
yes.
were with each other. White, Jrue Holiday, and Tatum were with each other for like a whole month, probably just balling out, or getting not even just playing together, but just like getting to know each other, feeling each other out. Like that goes a long way. 'Cause like in the off season, some of these guys don't even talk to each other, I bet.
Yeah, 100%.
So it goes a long way just to be like actually friends with these guys, or not friends, but maybe like just know them straight up as people. Goes a long way. So I'd be
Yeah.
interested to see like some of the other teams we play against that do have more camaraderie. I don't think there are a lot of the teams in the East that
I can't think of
have a
any.
chemistry. In the
It seems
West,
like
there
all the
are.
teams flip-flop now. Like
The West.
what West? I guess the Thunder.
I mean, you got Golden State, or Dallas has kind of, I mean, they've
Dallas,
got Klay
yeah.
Thompson in the mix. The
Which is
Denver
going to be
Nuggets stayed
so
the same.
sick.
I mean, they added a bench, got Westbrook to the bench. Minnesota's
Yeah.
similar. They didn't, I watched some of the game last night. They didn't
Yeah.
really
Well,
look.
they retooled. They got rid of Towns, which is a huge
Yeah.
plus. They just got to get rid of Gobert. They might actually be good after that.
Yeah. So I guess we could talk. Like, what are you predictions for this year?
Record predictions?
Yeah, I guess we never did that.
Yeah, let's hit on that. Do you want to start or do you want me to go first?
I would have to see. I don't know. Let me see. Let me see. What did they do last year?
Last year, I have it up, they were 64-18. The 2008 Celtics went 66-16,
Okay.
which is the best record. No, it's not. I think the old.
No, no,
Yeah,
no.
it's
Because
not.
their best record ever as a Celtics organization was in
Yeah.
1985 when they did 67-15. Or no. 72-68-14.
68. Yeah, 68-14. That's pretty nuts.
Will they get there? I don't know. I think this for sure a good team, but I think if they keep blowing people out, doing like that, and I don't know, it's tough with this team, dude. I'm gonna say they get I'm gonna go loss numbers. I don't know what it's gonna equal out to wins. I'm gonna say they probably do they're probably gonna be around the same as last year, which they were
Yeah.
completely fucking dominant last year.
Yes.
Will they get to 2008? I think they can get close. They were close last year, I think. Would
Yeah,
they?
they were two off.
I'll give them one more win.
One more,
Let's
so
just say that.
you'll go 65-17.
Yeah, I'll give them one more
Okay.
win.
Interesting. See, I kicked the tires on this idea and I just couldn't fucking decide. Because I like you said, there are so many factors. I think we're gonna rest guys. I think we're gonna rest a lot of guys.
Yeah, because that's the
Like
name of
we,
the game.
yeah, it is. And we
Be
went to the
healthy.
finals last year. So if we don't rest guys, I think we're gonna get hurt. Even if we do rest guys, we might get hurt because we played an extra 16 games or more so last year. Maybe not every game ended in four. So I think we played like 18 games maybe or something like that. But yeah, I would say maybe even a little more than that. I forget how much the Dallas series went to. I just know it was an ass kicking, but they played a lot.
Five games, so.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they probably played about 19 games extra. And that's like 100 games last year. There's just so many factors, so many things that can go wrong and not many things that can go right. So I wanted to say less than. I wanted to give them like a 62-20 sounds fair. That sounds pretty good. Even like a 60-22 sounds fine to me. But now that I'm on here and I got caught up in the game yesterday and I'm absolutely a prisoner of the moment, I gotta say, like, I think they're gonna tie this record from 2008. I think they're gonna
Oof.
go 66-16.
You think they got that dog in them? Kevin
Yeah,
Garnett,
I think
Paul
they do.
Pierce, Ray Allen.
Yeah, like I think they do for no reason other than the fact that they just look way fucking better than everyone last year.
Yeah.
And in the first game, like they just went out and brought it. Like to have a ring ceremony, usually those get spoiled because the players are focused on last year because they're celebrating last year. They get all this the pageantry and they're not really focused on the game. And then the ring ceremony spoiled. And they went out there and were completely focused and whooped ass and almost broke a record. I have no reason to believe that they won't just be completely focused and have, like you said, have that dog in them the entire year. So I got to go 66-16 at minimum. At most, I will give them the extra game and say they'll go 67-15.
Oh wow, so you're saying they
Yeah.
might have one of the best seasons of all time then.
Yeah, I would say they'll have the second best Celtics season ever.
And that's up there with like top 20 seasons ever.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I
By
mean,
far.
and I can't say you're wrong, 'cause like I think we're both on that high of last night, what we saw. I'm coming a little bit
Yeah.
more down to earth with
Of
saying
course.
they'll win one more game, which is still phenomenal. Like what they did last year
Yeah.
was great
Was
record.
awesome.
I
66
think
and
best
16 is
record in the
nuts.
NBA, right?
Yeah, by far.
So it's like, yeah, it's just like the competition of now. Like there are, like now these days, you do have rest days. You do have guys that don't play back-to-back nights. Do we have anyone on the Celtics like that? Probably Horford.
Yeah, which is fine. We can
Other than
lose
that,
Horford.
Tatum's gonna play every night. They're
Yeah.
gonna, and
You can
this,
sit Drew a little bit. He's on the older side, but everyone else is
yeah.
young.
Everyone else is young. Do you want to risk it though? Like as a coach,
No.
and I don't think he will, Mazzulla. I don't. He doesn't strike me as that guy to be like, yeah, we're gonna
Yeah.
rest guys because we're that
No.
good. Like we're so good that we're gonna start resting like Brown, Tatum on back-to-back games. We're not giving them like the Kawhi Leonard status of his like prime or LeBron James, where they're gonna sit them on or like Embiid or someone, because like these guys haven't gotten hurt yet. Knock on wood, these guys have been fairly healthy their whole career. Tatum and Brown, no
Yeah,
major injuries as of yet.
N nothing.
So we'll see.
Yeah, did you hear a sideline reporter ask Joe Mazzulla in the fourth quarter or something like that? They were like, "Joe, what does the court taste like?" And he's like,
Oh
"Blood."
yeah. Nah,
And
it's
I was
kidding.
like,
Yeah,
"I love it."
he was
I was
like,
like,
nah, I wish or something afterwards, but
Yeah, he said blood, and then he changed it because obviously you have to be, like, no, I don't want to say politically correct, but like, as a coach, as a quarterback, as a sports figure, you have to speak like, it's all me, I take all the blame, like, we're gosh, my golly, gee willikers. But he said blood, and then he was like, no, that's, I can't say that, and then he kind of reversed on it. But I love the grit.
I do as well, and I like the. I think the most thing, the thing I like the most about this team is Mazzulla. I
Yeah,
think
right.
the, I think with the addition of Mazzulla, Brad Stevens loved the guy. He's just not a he.
He's a
Mazzulla's just a.
GM. He's not a
He's a, and
coach.
he's a genius. He's a genius. What he
He's a
did with the, what he
genius.
did with this team, and I think
Yeah.
he had a big part in bringing this whole
He had
roster together.
everything to do with this.
Genius moves. They plugged and played perfectly. Porzingis, when he was healthy, plugged in perfect. Holiday, amazing addition. And White, amazing addition. He was still, I think he coached White. White was on our team when he was coaching. So, and probably he had something to do with it. So,
No,
like,
he wasn't actually. No.
he wasn't. Okay. So, amazing additions by him as the GM. I'm sure he had big parts in all those moves, I would hope.
Yes.
Because he knows basketball pretty well. And then Mazzulla is just a psychopath. That's like,
Lunatic,
I don't
right?
know, maybe Bob Huggins put that motive in him for West Virginia because he played for them. But the kid, I mean, he's not even a he I guess you'd call him a kid. He's not that old, not a kid, but the guy is insane. So I think he's my favorite part of this team. And I think there's a lot of MVP. Like, I don't think, and I said it last year, if we don't have Holiday and White, as good as Tatum and Brown are, I
Yeah,
think this
it
team is
doesn't matter.
special just because of Jrue Holiday and Derrick White. I think they
Yeah.
add that. There's a reason why they both made the Olympic team. Let's just say that. And started in the Olympics. Holiday started in the Olympics
Yes.
as the point guard. There's a reason for that. Guys want to
100%.
play with him.
It was him and Steph Curry, and fucking they were the
There you go.
starters. Like nuts.
That's
That's
why
lunatic shit.
one point during the finals run last year, I was like, Jrue Holiday MVP. Like, if we don't have
Yeah.
him,
I said the same thing.
I don't think we win the finals if we don't have Jrue Holiday. We might, but I think it's definitely going seven.
I don't think we make the finals without Jrue Holiday, to be completely honest.
Yeah, he's that meaningful to people. I know people who I'm friends with would laugh at me if I said that, but like,
Well, your friends are dumb.
well, you just got to pay attention and realize how much of a special component like Jrue Holiday is to this team. Because without him, maybe we do win. Because
Yeah.
but without him and Derrick White, those were the two biggest additions. If it was just Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, I don't think we win a finals.
We've
I
seen
really
that
don't think
experiment before and it
we
didn't
have
work.
with two
Yeah.
superstars.
Yeah.
You need two, and then you need like the
A
Miami
surrounding
Heat. Like,
cast.
you need
Yes,
guys that are going
exactly.
to go out there. I mean, this team might even be better than the Miami Heat, I think. I
I would
mean,
say so too. Like the Miami Heat won that finals because they had Ray Allen who hit that shot. That was not Dwayne Wade,
MVP.
Chris Bosh, or LeBron James. That was a role player at that point that they picked up.
Role player slash in his he was out of his prime, but
He
still
was
one
out
of
of
the
his
best,
prime.
deadliest 3-point
Yeah.
shooters still in the game.
I
But
hate him, but he was really good.
it's just, I think people don't realize how good we got it
Yeah.
right now.
Oh,
I really think
100%.
people overlook Holiday, White, even Hauser. Like,
Yeah,
some of
I know
these,
you're a huge Hauser guy, kind of
I
because you look like.
will do. Nah, thanks. I guess it's a compliment. Good looking
I
guy,
would say.
but I'm sure he's pulling chicks, or
Probably.
whatever he's into.
You're not
Like,
that. Don't flatter yourself.
yeah, I think these bench guys deserve a lot more credit, or the starters. I mean, the guy like
Yeah.
Tatum, yes, he's expected to be great. Brown, they're
Yes.
both two of the highest paid players in the NBA.
Yep. And now
Holiday and
Brown's
White,
finals MVP, so he's got that extra thrust upon him.
yeah. And do you think, I guess we'll go into more predictions. Do you think one of those guys wins MVP, Brown or Tatum, this season?
Do you think Brown could even come into the conversation?
I think he could. I really think he
Really?
could. I think he put in the,
Why?
he got better. I think he improved
Yeah.
his game. Tatum, obviously, based off game
Is it?
one,
Yeah.
sure. We'll see as the season goes on. I
Yeah.
think Brown has a chance. I mean, I think Tatum finished like seventh in voting last season. And
Yeah,
people
something
say
like that.
hometown homers will be like,
And
he
I
wins
didn't see
MVP.
it. I'm going to level with you. I know
No,
you're critical of
yeah.
Jason Tatum, and I do think a lot of it's warranted. I don't understand how he was even in the MVP conversation last year, besides maybe he was the best player on the best team.
True.
That
Arguably, he
would be
was the
it.
best player. Brown,
Arguably, yeah.
arguably. Well, the best talent wise, is he the most important?
No.
No. It's just like, I hate when people are like, oh, so he's not good. I'm like, no, he's the best player, but is he the most
Yeah.
important? No, he's not the most valuable player on the team.
No.
Well, maybe we'll see. The season, it changed my mind.
Could be different, yeah.
Things can
But
change.
now I think your point rings true in a sense because now Brown won Eastern Conference MVP and Finals MVP. Now he's got the notoriety that people are going to be looking at him just as much as they were looking at Tatum. So if he
Completely.
balls out crazy, now he's going to get that same notoriety. I think now more than ever, it is like the 1-2. Like it used to be like Tatum was 1A, Brown was 1B, and now it's just like they're both 1A. Like people fucking love both of them
Yeah.
now.
And our team's going to go after Tatum this year. They're going to try to attack him
Yeah.
defensively, like, and then Brown's going to have all these open looks slash like
Yeah.
great opportunities. Like, time will tell. The season will tell.
Yeah.
It's a long season NBA wise, But I think Brown has a shot. I do think he has a shot. Tatum, I don't know if he does. I think Brown has more of a shot than Tatum. I just say that because he might get double teamed, or he's gonna.
He'll get all the attention. He's
I think
going to
there's
take the most shots.
more pressure on him. And compare, like, as we saw last year, like Joker's. I mean, if we're going based off last year's guys, Joker's up there.
Of
I think
course.
even Jalen Suggs finished fifth as MVP voting.
No
So it's like,
way.
yeah.
Did he really?
Let me look this up. I think
Yeah.
Tatum wasn't even
Because
like kind
Embiid's
of.
not going to play enough games to get it this year. And in my eyes, call it a cop out answer. I don't think either one of them could win MVP just because the scoring's going to be so evenly distributed through the whole thing. Unless there's an injury and somebody goes down, some like Tatum or Brown has to carry an extra load, then maybe they can. But for the most part, like it's, you know, besides Tim Duncan, none of those Spurs players won MVPs. And Tim Duncan, like, he only won it early on in the 2000s when basketball was boring. And after that, they were like, let's go for the scoring guard. And that was the MVP after that. I just think the scoring's too evenly distributed. I don't think either one of them have a chance.
So I mean, last year Joker won, and then it went Shai Gilgeous-Alexander 2, Luka 3, Giannis 4, Brunson 5, Tatum 6, and then
Oh, Tatum six.
Anthony Edwards 7th, Sabonis 8th. He had a great year. I'm a big Sabonis
Yeah,
guy.
he's the man.
Kevin Durant
I can't believe
at
Kevin
last out
Durant's
of
even
the
in the
yeah
conversation.
he well he got one he got one vote. So as
Kevin
the fifth place, you vote for your top five, I guess,
Durant's
first,
burner
second, third,
account
fourth, fifth.
voted for that.
So he got one vote to finish fifth in the rankings. Did Tatum even get any top? No, he got one, finished third, 14 to finish four, and then 39 to finish fifth. So most of the NBA, I don't even know who votes for this, but most of the people who
Yeah,
voted
I think
for it
it's
have him
writers.
had him as the fifth best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
Most valuable player in the NBA.
Yes.
And he finished sixth. I think he could probably finish around the same area that he did last
Yeah.
year. Maybe Brown sneaks up into that list, takes Durant's. I mean, if he.
Very possible. Unfortunately, I do think Kevin Durant's a fucking man, but he just doesn't seem to
Never
ball
stays
out like he
healthy.
used to. I
Yeah,
know. And
health.
like,
Luka's gonna stay up there.
yeah, and Luka, like, it's me and my buddy kind of give predictions to each other every year, and he said Luka's his MVP, and I'm like, dude, that's such a cop out answer. Like, people have been clamoring for Luka
Probably
to win
right though.
MVP, probably right, but people have been clamoring for him to win MVP since he got into the league. So I'm like, dude, every year, like, you could just say Luka's gonna win MVP every year, and eventually he's gonna win it. Like, he's so crazy. And
Yeah,
if
what's an American player gonna win it? I mean, Luka's not an American guy.
no.
Joker's not. I mean, even who
Embiid
knows?
isn't fucking.
Embiid isn't. Yeah.
It's never the American guys.
Let's get into Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Is Shai
Yeah,
Gilgeous-Alexander
Giannis
even
won
this?
it.
Yeah.
No, Shai Gilgeous is Canadian.
Gonna say he's not even American either. So I
No,
mean,
fuck it.
Brunson is Brunson? I don't think Brunson
Yeah,
is either. I think he's
he
Canadian.
is. No, he's
Okay.
American.
Okay,
Yep.
so Brunson and Tatum were the only guy, and
But Brunson's not
Edwards.
gonna win MVP. He sucks.
He's got a chance if he does what he does last year and the Knicks
Yeah.
go on to finish second or something. But
Yeah, they
yeah,
won't.
long story short, I think Tatum. I don't think Tatum will win it this year.
Yeah.
I don't think he
So
will.
who do you think will win MVP this year?
Probably that, like, your friend, cop out answer, Luka.
Yeah, it
I
is such a
think,
cop-out answer.
or the Joker. I think he can win it
But
again.
he
I
won it
mean,
last year. I really, because then if he wins, will that be four MVPs? Then that's like historic all-time great, and I don't think they're going to want to give him that. He just doesn't strike me as historic
I mean,
all-time
but if he
great.
balls out like he keeps doing, why
Yeah.
you have no chance not to give it.
But
You gotta keep giving it to him.
it's also voter fatigue. Like, how many times can we be amazed when he averages 30, 10, and 15 or whatever it is? I don't think he's ever averaged a triple double, but he keeps putting up the same numbers every year, and they're preposterous numbers. But at some point, it's like LeBron. Like, people aren't impressed when LeBron puts up 27, 7, and 7 anymore because they're like, oh, he's been doing it for 20 years.
Oh yeah, and LeBron could have probably been on that conversation last year. He
Could
had a
have.
great seat. Like, I mean, he could have been
He
up there, but I
did.
think he's just no one wants to vote for him anymore.
No. And the Lakers suck.
Yeah, they did. So it's like, who knows? I think Luka has a chance if he stays healthy, and the
Yeah.
Mavericks are even if they're not that good, I think he still has a chance. He's balling out. Did you see, kind of related, the ESPN, they put their rankings out for like the top players every year.
No.
like the top 100 players. I'll show you. I can't share my screen.
Yeah, usually those lists are fucking abhorrent. I'll pull it up. ESPN
Well,
top
where do you think Tatum fell?
100.
I knew where he fell. Where do you think he fell?
Ooh, before
Where do you
even
think they
looking at
ranked him?
it.
Yeah, because I know I'll tell you if you're right or not. It was on NBA, the NBA ranked they had it. It's
NBA
if you
ranked.
just look up top 100 NBA players, you'll
Okay.
find it.
Before I even look at it, I'm gonna say Tatum is at number 9.
Do you want me to tell you if you're wrong or right? Right? Yeah.
I mean, either way, I know the
You're
answer,
wrong,
right?
but
Okay. Am
I
I
mean
in
he's
the
a
ballpark?
you're yeah in the ballpark.
Yeah.
You're a little you're
High,
you he's
higher or
higher.
lower?
No, they ranked him higher than ninth.
Wow, no
Ninth?
shit.
I'll give you who was ninth. Let me tell you
Yeah,
that.
tell me who was nine.
It's a little switch up. Nine was Anthony Davis.
Nine was Anthony Davis. He sucks now. He doesn't
Oh,
even
he had a good game
play.
last night. Oh,
Yeah,
he
he doesn't
balled
even
out last night.
play.
I
Yeah, but he
watched
doesn't
him.
even play. Well, yeah, he's sick until he twists his ankle.
Yeah. Then nine, eight was Kevin Durant.
It was Kevin Durant. Okay, so I'll say Tatum was six.
Yeah.
Okay,
Right below
that's
him, Stephen
fair.
Curry. So they have
Classic.
Curry right below him.
All right, now I'm gonna pull up this list and I'm gonna check this shit out here. Yeah.
NBArankings.com dot the ringer dot com. NBArankings dot the ringer dot com. I think this is owned by like the Boston guy writer.
Yeah, Bill
For
Simmons.
Simmons, yeah. Ooh, I mean, sure. Like, are his ratings or their writers' ratings correct? Probably not the most. Like, they're not
No.
100%. But I think this list that I'm reading is pretty decent. Jaylen Brown also
Yeah, so
14th on that list. Not bad.
14th, huh? Not bad at all.
Right above Victor that Wembanyama and right below
Victor.
Derek Victor Wembanyama and right below Derek Booker, Devin Booker. So,
Wow.
dude, Devin
Devin.
Booker, they're ranking pretty high, but
Yeah,
I'd
they
say
really put
Jaylen
Devin
Brown
Booker
better than
higher
Devin
than I
Booker.
thought. I would say so too. Jalen Brunson at 12 is nuts.
Yeah, people are high on, well, what he did last year was pretty incredible.
Yeah, what was it, like 35 points a game or something like
They
that
still have
on that shitty fucking Knicks team?
Kawhi Leonard, who might not
Dude,
even
he's
play a
already out for
game.
the season.
Yeah, 18.
I
Not even
can't
to play a
believe they put
game.
him at 18. It's so
So
ridiculous.
that's I mean, you got to take this list with a grain of salt. A guy who
Yeah.
finished top seven MVP voting,
DeMontis.
Domantas Sabonis,
Yeah,
25th. Like, come
monster.
on, a guy
That's
that finished top
preposterous.
seven NBA MVP
Yeah.
ranking. You got to put him. I think he's actually higher. I think he. I'd put him above Tyrese Haliburton, actually.
I would
I'd
too.
put him at 18. I'd put him right below Tyrese.
Dude, I
Take
would put him
Kawhi Leonard's
above
spot.
that. I'd put him above Donovan Mitchell.
Bam out of bios at 20. Okay, this list is a little
This is a suspect.
yeah, it's a little
Yeah,
suspect. Which is
it's
comes
not
to, do you
great.
think Tatum's the sixth best player in the NBA right now? I'll ask you that.
Okay, so looking at the list, do I think Jokic is better? Yes. Do I think Luka's better? Yes. Do I think Giannis is better? No, Giannis sucks. Shea's better. Embiid's better. Steph's better. I
I
still
agree.
think Kevin Durant's better. Like I know
A
he's kind
healthy
of been
Durant.
blowing wind, yeah, but
Yeah.
he's one of the greatest scorers I've ever seen. But then I would say, I would put him there. So honestly, yeah, he probably falls pretty fitting because I don't put Giannis there. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So Tatum would be seventh on my list because I don't think Anthony Davis is better than him. I don't think LeBron's better than him. I don't think Anthony Edwards or Jalen Brunson are better.
Oh, yeah, I fully agree with that. Yeah.
So I guess
LeBron,
this is
yeah.
our long-winded way of saying that my MVP pick for this year would be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I just think he's such a
Great pick.
monster. I think he's a stud, and I think the Thunder are going to be nasty this year. Thunder are probably going to be in the finals, which would probably be another prediction that I'm spoiling here.
Interesting.
But I think it's
Thunder
going to be
finals.
final Celtics Thunder finals.
Layup finals. I
Layup.
mean, I'll say that right
Dude,
now. Layup.
bet that now. E free money.
I mean, and I was bring betting wise, Celtics are like +130 something to win the Eastern Conference or something.
Yeah, it's a
Like
guarantee.
that, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much guaranteed at this point. is it, well, not say pretty much guaranteed. I'd give them, I think that's a good bet. I mean, plus money is still like, they're still saying they're the
I'll take
favorite, but
it.
like they're not.
Yeah.
They're
What
not
is
going
it?
to
It
it.
that's just to win the East. What is it to win the finals? Like plus 200, something
I
shitty.
think it was like something way better than that, to be honest. I never put a bet in. I should have done it before this game because I bet it went up. The
I
odds
bet.
probably better. I'll tell you in a second. And this is
Yeah.
via BetMGM. This
Because
one,
I would parlay Thunder
not sponsored.
finals and Celtics finals.
So NBA, we're gonna go to futures. All right, outright winner of the, I'm assuming that's the finals. They're
Yeah.
plus 310.
Wow, that's pretty damn good considering they're
Well, actually, Atlantic Division winner, they're minus 175. I'm gonna bet.
Dude,
I kind of want to be
hammer that.
responsible with that. I kind of want to put like,
200
no, more than that, like
to
$5,000 on that.
500. I was gonna
Jeez,
say
what the heck?
500.
Let me see $5,000. What that would total out to?
Who else is in the
You
Atlantic
only win
Division?
$2,800. You got the Knicks, 76ers, Nets, and Raptors. So Raptors aren't winning. Nets aren't winning. 76ers.
Probably not. They already don't have Embiid and Paul
Yeah,
George.
and Paul George. So probably not going to win. Like, I think the Celtics will win that division pretty easily just because they'll get out in front of everyone pretty quickly.
Yeah.
The Knicks are going to take some time to gel. They're going to
Yep.
take some time to like figure everything out. They will be probably top, like I said, three, four at
No,
the end.
I think they'll be shit, but more power to you.
Yeah, Celtics will just, they're already gelled. There's nothing to figure out.
They're already
Like,
gelled. They are.
they're
They
already
did this
gelled.
already.
So it's
That's
like, how could they not?
a great phrase. They're
They're already
already
gelled up. They're already primed up to go. Like,
gelled.
that's kind of wild. That I kind of want to be irresponsible with that.
Yeah. Hey, if you're throwing it, I'll throw it, dude. I have a 10 grand limit on my account.
I don't have, I'm not throwing that, maybe a few hundred. But yeah, they're pretty odds on favorite to win the East. Like, that's huge favorite. They're like the biggest favorite out of all the divisions or conferences, as you want to say it. They're the biggest favorite out of all the conferences to win their conference.
Yeah.
Thunder are minus 160 in their conference, and that's with the Timberwolves who
Wow.
and Nuggets in that conference. So like,
So
way
they
better
think the
conference than
same
we have.
thing. Damn, I guess I have more of a generic opinion than I thought.
Oh yeah, you're, dude, you're super generic.
I
Everyone is
guess
at the
so.
end.
I
Yeah, dude.
thought I
I
was
mean,
being different.
no, you're not. Because at the end of the day, we all think alike. Like, the Bucks are the favorite to win theirs.
Oh, God.
Magic are favored to win in the Southeast over the
Which is
Heat, the Hawks, the
wild.
Hornets, Wizards.
Dude,
The
hammer
Magic
the
should be good.
Heat.
They
Hammer the
have
Heat.
Mavericks in
Although,
their division.
have
Mavericks,
you seen your
Grizzlies,
boy
Pelicans.
Paolo balling out in the preseason?
He's gonna ball out, dude. He's from Duke.
Dude, he's a monster. Not because he's from Duke. I fucking hate Duke. But
Banchero, I wanted him so bad, but
so
we weren't
bad.
as bad
Yeah, we
then.
weren't even
So
close.
I think
Yeah.
Paolo Banchero has a really good chance of being top 10 one day.
Yeah,
He's just so
I think
young.
so
He
too.
could be a
He's
Tatum kind
such
of
a
guy.
monster. He's very, I hate to use the fucking comparison game, but so Kevin Durant like he can score from anywhere.
Yeah, he's
He's
good.
a freak. I never realized how tall he was until he was drafted, and I was like, this guy's huge.
Yeah, he's a beast. So I
Yeah.
think the Magic are working with some, they don't have the best lineup in the world, but they
No.
got some nice pieces. I think they could, they're, I mean, they're favored to win their conference,
So you're a Knicks and a
which is
Magic
wild.
fan?
I never said I wasn't even a Knicks fan. Who, I don't even know why you're getting that. I never said I like the
You've always
Knicks.
had a soft spot for the Knicks. Don't play this game.
I think they were good.
You have a
I
tender
think.
spot in your heart for the Knicks, mostly because they had your boy from Duke, RJ, and got rid of him.
RJ Barrett, yeah. So RJ
Yeah.
Barrett's gone. He's in the Raptors now, I think. Or I
Yeah.
don't even know
So are
where
you a
he's at now.
Raptors fan?
I'll be a Raptors fan. They're not hurting anybody. Raptors are going to be garbage this year. So
Yeah, they're
actually,
gonna be fucking terrible.
who knows? I don't even know who they have on their team. I'm
They
talking
have
shit
no
about a
one.
team,
They're
but I don't
fucking
know them.
terrible.
They got
They
RJ
have
Barrett, Scotty Barnes, Bruce
sucks.
Brown,
Baller.
Grady Dick.
He's actually pretty sick.
Yeah,
Grady Dick.
Grady Dick, big. Great guy, Kelly Olynyk. Like,
Big.
they got some ballers. Kelly Olynyk.
Olynyk's terrible.
Yeah, that's about it. That's the only names I've noticed off that list.
That's it.
And those aren't
Yeah.
really any big time names that are gonna make
No.
noise. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Raptors are gonna suck. We should,
Yeah.
I guess, give your prediction on the Atlantic stand, like Atlantic Division. We win
I don't
that.
even think divisions fucking matter in
It
basketball.
does.
I
You
don't
can
even
bet
know
on
why
it.
they have it.
Like, what do you think? They're gonna
I
like.
guess. Yeah. I mean, I'd hammer the Celtics, but for the Magic's division, I would hammer the Heat. I don't like the Magic.
The
That would
Heat.
come back.
I don't like the Heat
Always
either.
the Heat, baby.
And they always get off to a slow start. I think the
Doesn't
Magic.
matter. There ain't nothing like Miami's Heat.
We'll see. I probably will put a bet this week on Celtics division winner.
Yeah,
'Cause I think
have to
that's
hammer
more.
that. When you do, let me know because I want to toss down.
And if they're gonna win, I don't know. If they're gonna win it all, they gotta win the division, I think, first of all. They gotta win the number one seed. So
Yeah.
that means they won the division. I think that's probably the best bet you could do right now in
Makes me
basketball.
angry we didn't hit this last year.
My buddy did
Did he?
before the season
Fucker.
started. Yeah, he bet on the Celtics to win the finals before the season started. So
What a layup.
yeah, and he did it right when they won the finals this year too. Like right when they won, he literally went on and like put it again to
What a
repeat.
beast.
So
Good for him. Smart move.
I mean, I kind
So
of want to be fraudulent and put multiple thousands of dollars to win, but we'll see.
you should, but that would probably be a bad idea.
It'd
I
be the
think
biggest sweat. I'd be coming on here every week and being like, if they lost a game, I'd be like, what the fuck's going on? I'd probably be like the biggest fan at that point because I'd be watching every minute of it. And my girlfriend wouldn't know. Actually, she's probably gonna listen to this, so like
Yeah.
she
Does she
wouldn't know.
listen?
She's listening to a few,
That's awesome. My girlfriend's never listened. What's up with that?
You gotta whatever her name is. I don't even know her name.
Rachel.
Rachel,
Yeah, I was psyched to meet
listen
your
up.
lady if we went out to the thing, but I couldn't make it.
Maybe we'll do a double day Celtics game
Yeah,
this year.
that sounds
So,
super cute.
I mean, yeah, if you're into that kind of thing,
All
we could figure it out. We could definitely
right.
we a weekday game. Let's make it a weekday,
Yeah.
Tuesday
Yeah.
night game or something
I'm
cheap,
so down to rip a Tuesday night game.
or Wednesday. There's tons of plenty of cheap games out there that I saw, like
Yeah.
$50, $60. I mean, not cheap, but like for Celtics, that's
Yeah,
not
it's
bad.
criminal that we haven't gone to one yet, but yes, we absolutely should
We've
amend
watched
that.
one. We've watched
Yeah,
one
we
together.
have watched one, and that was a pretty good game. Kemba Walker went crazy.
Yeah.
So what's your finals prediction?
What is it? My finals prediction? Jeez. You're saying so you already gave yours, right? You're saying
Yeah, Celtics
Celtics
Thunder
Thunder?
locked in.
Locked in, huh?
Will not change.
That's a good question. So, I mean, I gotta pick the Celtics.
Yeah,
We're picking a winner too.
no, just
Okay.
pick.
I'm gonna
We
go.
know the Celtics are going to win. So, are you going to do a little repeat Mavs action?
I kind of want to. I was thinking that actually when you were saying
Right?
it.
That was the
I kind of
first thing that
like.
came to my mind. Yeah.
This is tough.
Now that they have Klay Thompson, I think they're nasty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Klay Thompson's washed.
He's the man. He's not
You're
washed.
saying
He's such a
Celtics
stud.
Thunder? I'm gonna go wild card here. I'm looking at a team right now. You probably won't even guess. I don't know. Pick it.
Bucks, Lakers. I will hang up this
No, no, no,
fucking
no, no.
call
I'm picking
right now.
Celtics. Celtics. Celtics.
Okay.
Totally. Celtics.
Good.
Totally.
My man.
Let me just look at this roster real quick and see if I like it. If they stay healthy,
No.
was gonna say Suns. What happened to the Suns? Oh, like what happened to them? Did they lose somebody?
No, they still got everyone.
Who do they?
Yeah. Booker, Beal, and Durant.
Was that it? I thought they
Yeah.
had someone else.
No.
You sure?
Pretty much their entire team.
I thought last year they had like a point guard. Did Chris Paul? Well, was it Chris Paul?
No, Chris Paul was gone. He was on the Warriors. I thought they were going to be super deadly last year, and they weren't at all.
Yeah, they
Maybe
got my boy
they
Grayson
needed the
Allen
year.
too.
Maybe they needed some gelling time, and now that they're gelled, they could do it. I
The
do.
dark horse.
I think the Suns are a very reasonable answer.
To sneak out of there. I'm gonna say Celtics Nugs. I think it's
Celtics
a
Nugs,
matchup.
yeah.
I think it's a matchup that everyone wanted last year but didn't get to
Yes.
see. I think Mavericks, they deserved it. They balled out. They
Yeah.
snuck through though. They upset teams. They were not, I don't think, where did
Yeah.
they finish last year? I don't think they were like top four
That's a
in their con
good
I don't think they were
question.
top four in the West last year. I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah, I'm curious what it is myself.
They were one, two, three, four, five. They were the fifth team and they wound up going to the finals.
Yeah.
So I think they surprised a few teams. I mean, Clippers were fraudulent.
Yeah, they're fucking terrible.
I
Cursed
think
franchise.
Minnesota was a little fraudulent.
Yeah, big time. Anthony Edwards isn't that
So
good.
I think Denver will get back there. I think they have the tools. Adding Westbrook in, they have an MVP guy. They have
Yeah.
multiple
He's going to be
talented
so sick off the
players.
bench for him. I do
Yeah.
think they're going to be nasty.
I think Nuggets, Celtics. NBA Finals. That's the matchup everyone wanted to see
Mm-hmm.
last year, anyways, I think. Prime time. Besides, like, Celtics Lakers, if you're a Celtics fan, you want to see that anyways, because it's just, I don't even care who's on that team.
Yeah.
I want to always see Celtics Lakers, but, and I think most of
Naturally.
the world would, but,
That would be fucking incredible, but
Celtics
it
Nuggets.
definitely won't happen.
I'll say Celtics Nuggets. I think that has a,
Respectable answer, makes perfect
yeah.
sense. A little bit generic, but you know,
It is. Well,
generic. It's generic because it works.
you picked the first, you
I
picked
know.
OKC, who finished first in the
Yeah.
West last year, so pretty generic.
It's true.
You picked
That
the
is
best team in
true.
the West last season.
I forgot they were first.
They tied, actually.
Damn.
They tied. They had a tiebreak. They must have won a game over the Nuggets last season.
Oh
They had the
yeah, they
same exact
did.
record, and Minnesota was
Oh
only a
shit.
game behind them. So, yeah, Celtics Nuggets. Your Celtics Nuggets or Celtics Thunder? I would go either way. I was gonna pick Thunder. I just didn't want to pick the same as you did. So,
Understandable. Yeah, no, Nuggets seems very reasonable.
yeah,
And
not a bad matchup there. I would like to see that.
yeah.
I think they match up well against each other. I think it would go. I don't think it would be a blowout. I think it went
No.
five last season. It was so much of an ass kicking. I don't know. I think the Mavericks only
Yeah.
won one game.
I think it was five. So you think Nuggets stretched to six, maybe even seven?
Six or seven. I think the Nuggets can
Yeah.
stretch that out.
Just because of Jokic and fucking no one's guarding him.
I mean, he's the MVP for a
He's a
reason. I mean, it's
monster.
not Jokic. They have what's his name? They have every. I'm saying they have, what's his name? Aaron Gordon. I think he's very talented. I mean, is he something to write home
Yeah.
about? No.
I
They got
always hated
DeAndre
Aaron
Jordan this year.
Gordon. Do they?
Uh,
Wow, I can't
yep.
believe he's still around.
They got Jamal Murray, serviceable point guard, not the best guy in the league. Michael Porter. They just have guys that know their roles. I like them a lot. And then they have Westbrook coming off the bench.
Yeah, which is gonna be so nasty.
They're not
I wonder.
flashy, but they're a team
No.
that's also has they've played together. That starting five, wherever
Yeah.
they roll out there, most of that starting five is gonna they know where they're gonna be.
Yeah.
They know everything about each other. So I think they just
Yeah.
have
That
the
is a good
chemistry.
point.
They gel. The
They
gel's
they've
gelled.
gelled. They've gelled.
They've gelled. They've gelled.
Yeah.
Nuggets. I mean, okay, see, they've gelled, but
They have gelled.
they're
They
young.
really didn't change anything. Although they didn't get a fucking center either, which they desperately needed. So
You
that
have
makes
the
money.
center. You have that tall, skinny dude.
He's hardly a center.
What do you
Kidding
mean?
me?
He's seven,
Chet.
seven.
Yeah, but he's not, you know, stopping
He's a center.
Jokic in the post.
Chet Holmgren, he's 7-1, dude.
He's a power forward.
I mean, yeah, you're right. He is listed as a power forward. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
because he can't guard Jokic. He can't guard Embiid. He can't
Guy
guard
looks like a
anyone.
goblin, dude.
He really does. He's
But he's
fucking freaky
talented. No,
looking.
he can't
Yes,
guard
he's sick.
anybody.
He's a monster. Like he is
Yeah.
super good. But you know, he's like a Victor Wembanyama light. Like good for him.
We picking what if I picked Celtics Spurs? That'd be a cool matchup, but
Spurs, that would be unbelievable. Chris Paul taking the Spurs to the promised land with Victor.
Dark horse team of the year. I think the Spurs make the playoffs this year.
I think they're going to be pretty sick. I agree with that. I
I
do
think
like the
they can.
Spurs.
Who's there? Who's is Pop still their coach?
Of course.
Okay, I think they can make a run. I think they could.
Yeah.
They were what, the second worst team in the league last year.
Yeah.
I
Imagine they go
think.
from second worst to the finals. That'd be fucked.
Yeah, there's no chance they make the
Yeah,
finals. But
no.
yeah, I know what you were saying, but let me solidify that. Were they the second worst team? Yeah, they were the second
Yeah,
worst
they
team.
were.
Oh,
They were pretty
not
bad.
second. They were like the worst five. Yeah, in the West it
Yeah.
was second.
They were
Okay,
pretty bad.
maybe I'll take that back.
They were pretty shitty. But Chris Paul can solve a lot of issues, I hope.
They get into a playoff spot or a playoff play-in game. Let's say that.
Yeah. I'll give him that benefit of the doubt.
Okay, so yeah, you have good finals matchups we picked.
I would say so. Are there any other predictions need to be made, or are we hitting the hay on this one?
Predictions. So we did MVP, finals
Yeah.
matchups, division winner, whatever.
Yeah.
Celtics. We both picked Celtics.
Yeah. I think that pretty much wraps it
Sixth
up.
man of the year. I don't know.
Yeah,
Maybe
I mean, like,
Westbrook. You can
six.
give it to him.
Yeah, probably like six man of the year.
Well, we don't have to do that, but.
Yeah, see, that's too tough for me. Like, I haven't even given my buddy my predictions for that yet, so I'm not even sure at this exact moment. I don't even know who the fucking six men are anymore. I'm so out of tune. I need to like see like three games to really get an establishment.
Yeah, and I need to watch a lot of basketball. I bet on every game tonight, so
Yeah, who's
well,
even
in a
playing tonight?
parlay, I don't know. I bet every game in a parlay,
Yeah.
$1 to win like 300.
Nice.
Indiana's losing by four to the Pistons in the third quarter.
Classic.
I'm assuming what's his name? Cunningham's going off.
Probably.
He's got
My buddy
16
has him
points.
for most improved player. I was like, interesting.
That's not a bad pick. I mean,
No.
he was pretty good last year, I think. I mean,
Yeah,
as a
but
rookie,
they're
I think.
just fucking terrible.
I don't
No,
think
he
he
was
can
a
get better.
second year guy last year.
Okay. I mean, he was pretty good as a second year. 22 points a game is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it is.
For a second year guy. I mean, he's gonna really
Yeah.
have to he's gonna have to score like 30 a game to get
Yeah,
that.
he is for the fucking Pistons.
Who else? Sorry, you got a little Orlando versus Miami tonight. That's a close
Yeah.
one. Miami's up by two right now in the second.
Ooh, the fucking conference matchup we were
Yeah.
talking about, huh?
Milwaukee, there's a lot of good games. Milwaukee, Philadelphia. Milwaukee's up by two right now in the second, 9 minutes left in this first half. Cleveland, Toronto, good matchup. Cleveland's up like 5-6 in the second, in the first half. Charlotte, Houston, they just started. Chicago, New Orleans is playing. Oh,
Ooh, I think I
there's some like I mean Memphis, Utah playing later, snooze fest, and then
snooze fest.
Phoenix and Clippers playing at 10 o'clock tonight. No one's gonna watch on the East Coast, but
Ooh.
possibly a good game. And I think their new stadium, the Clippers' new stadium, that'd be a fun game to go to.
I think I'm gonna hammer the Suns.
Is this in? If I don't know, this might be in.
Dude, the
It's in the
Clippers don't
Clippers'
have
new
fans
stadium.
anyway. Clippers don't have
Yeah, but it's
fans.
supposed to be a loud stadium. It's supposed to
Clippers
be.
don't have fans.
I don't even know who's on the Clippers besides Harden and what's his name? Kawhi Leonard, who doesn't play.
Yeah, Trey Mann maybe.
Jeez. Ooh, they're depth chart right now. James Harden, Norman
Ivanka
Powell, Terrence Mann,
Zubac, Beast.
Derek Jones, and Ivaka Zubac. Yeah,
Yeah,
their
it's not
starting five
great.
is nothing to write home about. Holy,
No,
they're
it's
gonna be
not
pretty bad.
great. Yeah,
That's gonna be
hammer the
interesting.
Suns, baby.
Yeah, I might have to.
I'm gonna hit Kevin Durant's points and Suns money line. So yeah,
Yeah,
see,
that's a
that
good
used to
idea.
be my go-to like 3 years
They're
ago,
only
but
4.5 favorites, so that's kind of surprising.
yeah, I'm just gonna stick to the money line.
All right, I might do the same then, because that parlay is
Yeah.
not hitting. But yeah, no more predictions for me.
Cool. Well, I guess we'll call it a wrap on episode 124 of the Rafters podcast brought to you by Couch Guys Sports. Remember to like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And that's a later. I like that
Peace.
voice crack there. Later.
Peace.